Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to you all. I just want to introduce somebody before my homily, and he's putting the incense away right now, but seminarian Jose Neary is with us this summer, and he is the one up here that's wearing the black and the white. And he is from St. Monica's Parish in Indianapolis on the north side, and we're very blessed to have him at St. Joe and St. Vincent this summer. He'll be involved in all type of stuff, so very happy to have you hear Jose. There he is. Wonderful. Yesterday, we were pretty busy all day and did a lot. It was kind of like a marathon. And at a certain point, we were in between parties. And he goes, "Father, is this your life?" I was like, yes, I love it. Anyway, today is the Ascension. And we're very happy to celebrate it. We celebrated on Sunday, even though really we should have celebrated on Thursday, because it's 40 days after the resurrection that Jesus, according to our sacred scriptures, ascended into heaven. And so it's Ascension Thursday, but we're moving it to Sunday because most of the dioceses do. And so it's Ascension Thursday, Sunday right now. And we celebrate that in 10 days from the Ascension is the Pentecost. So that we will celebrate next weekend. But the Ascension, I was thinking about the Ascension with a country song. I don't know if y'all are country music fans, but I happen to be. And Chris Cagle has a great tune, and it's called "What Kind of Gone?" And it tells the story of this, kind of a clueless guy who is unsure about the nature of his girlfriend's departure. Because the beginning of the song, it tells about how, you know, he thinks he hears the door slamming, and he thinks he hears his girlfriend say, "I'm gone." But then he goes, "But these days, gone could mean so many things." And then he goes, so then the refrain is, "There's gone for good, and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day, and gone for the night, and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night, or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of God are we talking about here?" Isn't that a great song? Country music tells the life story of anybody all the time. But anyway, I wonder if those disciples, when Jesus, according to our scriptures as we heard today, there he is standing with his disciples, and he says, "I'm going." I wonder if they were thinking, "What kind of gone are we talking about here, Jesus? You know, and is it a permanent gone? Is it a temp? What kind of gone are we talking about?" And I think if you and I think about gones in our own lives, then it might help us. I was thinking there are all types of different gones in our own life. There's happy gones and really easy ones. Like when you have somebody in your life that you really wish wasn't in your life, and all of a sudden they leave. And you're like, "Thank you, Jesus," you know? And maybe if you're honest, you're like, there's probably a couple people in our own lives right now we're like, "Wow, I wish they would just be gone," you know? Those are really easy gones. But there's other gones that are temporary gones, like vacations or, you know, kind of, "I'll see you later." There's gones that you expect, but that doesn't make them easy. You know, like saying goodbye to a college or a high school. Graduation season is upon us. I was thinking of when I left IU, and I was a little sad, heavy heart. When I left St. Minor, it was even worse because I was there for six years. And that was like my home. And I remember driving away from it and looking at St. Minor in my rearview mirror, thinking, "I'll never live here again permanently." And I remember it was quite a heavy heart. I expected that gone, but that didn't make it easy. When I left my job at St. Charles before I went to seminary, I remember turning in my keys. That was a hard gone. I knew it was coming. Didn't make it easy. Moving to a new city, saying goodbye to a teacher as you move to the next grade up, moving to a new school. Those gones can be kind of hard. We know that they're coming, but that doesn't make them easy. Some gones are even harder, like when you have a coworker who you really love and they get a different job. Or sometimes for us here as parishioners, get position somewhere else and they move parishes and they move out of town. A good friend leaving. Those can be hard gones. Then some gones are even harder than that. Like when a son or daughter leaves home. Or when a good friend moves away. Or when somebody walks out of your life who means a lot to you. I was thinking yesterday with all these other priests that I was talking to. We were at ordinations yesterday. Two new priests of the diocese, thanks be God. But anyway, you might have noticed in the criterion how long the list was of priests getting new parishes and moving. And I was glad my name wasn't there, you know. But I thought, that's a really hard gone for a priest to leave a parish. And I remember leaving Our Lady of Greenwood, not because I was mad about coming here or anything, but I cried because of my life there and all those connections, you know. Those gones can be really hard. Some gones are even harder. Some gones usually happen at funerals. And people grieve an awful lot. We must grieve through all of these gones. But these gones are really hard because a lot of times we forget and we think that the gone is forever. That this person will never see them again. All these different gones. And it was that last kind of gone that the disciples, according to our scriptures, they must have thought that that was the kind of gone that Jesus was talking about. Like, I'm out of here. I'm going up to heaven. Peace out. But that's not the gone that Jesus is talking about. Jesus says, I will give you my Spirit. I will send my Spirit upon you and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and I will be with you in the tabernacles around the world, on altars, at Holy Mass, all the time. I will be with you, but I won't be with you in the same way. And that's a transition. But I think the good news for us, the good news for the faithful, is that no goodbye is permanent for us. No goodbye is final. C.S. Lewis went so far as to say that for the faithful Christians, there's no such thing as the word goodbye. Because there will be a great reunion day. And I can't wait for it. May 28th, you might read in my column this weekend, I reflected on my childhood priest. He came when I was in second grade and left when I was at the end of my high school days, and then he died a few years later. But he kind of saw me into seminary, and I thought the world of that man. I probably would not be here right now if it weren't for him. And I just loved that guy. And as I grew older and talked to him all the more and discerned my life with him and all that, it just became like, but he saw me grow up, and he was larger than life for me. And then I think about how hard it was when he died. But man, there will be a reunion day. And what we'll have then will be even better than whatever we had before. And I think that's the promise of the ascension. It's the promise that this is not it. There's something greater. And we got to keep our minds open for it. There will be a great reunion day when the saints of God and the angels and Blessed Mother and Jesus himself will draw us home, and we will be reunited, not just with our loved ones that we were close to on earth and had to say goodbye to at various points in our lives, but we will be reunited with Jesus in the most special and beautiful way. If we're not careful, if we lose that perspective, we can get really down, because it just seems like life is one continuous letting go after another. One continuous loss after another. We can kind of fall into the dumps if we get thinking that. But if we remember, man, there will be a reunion day. And all the people I've loved, I'll be with them again, so long as we were all faithful. The people in hell are not connected. There will be no great reunion day for them. We must work hard not to go there and to make sure our loved ones don't go there. But for the rest, there will be this reunion day on the shores of heaven in this great light, and it will be the most special and beautiful thing. And so we look forward to that. I just want to give you two homework assignments. I'm going to end every homily from now on with homework assignments because I read that that's a good idea. And number one is super easy. Listen to this song. It's a great song. What Kind of Gone? Just Google it, okay? The second homework assignment is somebody that's close to you, or maybe somebody that is gone in your life, but still alive on earth. Send them a card, a letter, or a text message, or give them a phone call, an email, something to somebody that has meant a lot to you, but that maybe you've not talked to for a while. And just let them know how much you love them. It might make all the difference in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.